Harper Audio presents Angie's Delight, written by Philip Margolin, performed by Austin Cooper. Copyright 1998, Philip Margolin. Production copyright 2008, HarperCollins Publishers. Angie's Delight by Philip Margolin. Larry Hoffman was so nervous that he actually bounced in place while the guard unlocked the door that led from the jail into the contact visiting room. His future depended on the person who was waiting on the other side of the thick metal door. Would he see some wet-behind-the-ears recent law school grad who would use his case for practice? Or would he meet a wily old veteran who knew what it would take to save his ass? When you were down on your luck, the gods decided whether you lived or died. In Larry's case, the particular god in question was the clerk who assigned lawyers from the court appointment list. Larry heard a metallic snap, and the guard stepped back so his prisoner could enter the concrete block room. Larry froze in the doorway for a moment. Then a shudder passed through his undernourished 5'9" frame as he exhaled with relief. Seated at the circular table that took up most of the narrow room was a man in his 40s, attired in a gray 3-piece suit that looked expensive. The man smiled confidently. His hair was sandy blonde, and a thick, well-groomed mustache covered his upper lip. When he stood, Larry could see that he was well over 6 feet tall, and he was impressed by the lawyer's trim athletic physique. The man in whose hands Larry's life rested looked relaxed, like someone who had been around the block, like someone who knew the ropes, like someone who would not be buffaloed by a belligerent DA or a prosecution-prone defendant-eating judge. "Mr. Hoffman," the lawyer said in a pleasant baritone, "I'm Noah Levine, and I've been appointed to represent you." Larry grasped the lawyer.